Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The week is kicking off with a yellow level 2 warning. That's for severe thunderstorms over the southern parts of Gauteng and Mpumalanga, the central and western parts of the northwest and eastern Free State. The heat wave also continues, and that's over the Mpumalanga and Limpopo Lowveld, the Limpopo Valley, the southwestern parts of the northwest and the central Free State. Pretoria and Mpumalanga up to 31, Joburg 29, Emalahleni 28, Polokwane 33, Rustenburg 34. One of the hottest places today, Mosina, going up to 39 degrees.
In Alderada Park on the N12 eastbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Golden Highway exit.
Patco has confirmed that all its buses will be on their routes this morning, a week after the attacks on Patco bus depots in Mpumalanga, during which 51 buses were torched. Two suspects have so far been arrested while the investigations continue. Heightened security remains in place at all Patco depots and on certain routes, including the Malotta Road. And fast-moving floodwaters rose in northeastern Australia after forcing many to flee. Storms have already dumped more than a metre of rain in 2 days over parts of Queensland, engulfing homes, businesses and roads in muddy waters. The floods also swept away a section of a concrete bridge, cutting off the state's main highway. And now let's look at more news.
January hits like a ton of bricks. Bills are everywhere and budgets are stretched. That's why Budget Insurance is here with a Budget Bill Blaster competition to lighten the load. Play the online game and you could win a share of 550,000 Rand to tackle some bills. Don't forget, referring a friend gives you a shot at an extra 50,000 Rand. Start the year right. Visit bb.budgetinsurance.co.za and take the stress out of January. T's and C's apply. Budget Insurance is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP.
The Investing in Africa Mining in Durban kicks off in Cape Town today, where mining executives from around the world will be part of discussions for the next 3 days. The Mining in Durban states this year the aim is to be the catalyst for the transformation of Africa to assert its dominance in the world of critical minerals. And it's been a jittery start of the week for world markets. In Asia, stocks tanked on the dollars and the dollar surged after US President Donald Trump signed off huge tariffs on China, Canada and Mexico and warned the European Union they would be hit pretty soon. The rand also fell to over the 19 rand mark to the US dollar. Dollar now trading at 19 rand 1 cent, a euro 19 rand 42, a pound 23 rand 30. Gold at $2,772.85 per fine ounce, oil at $76.04 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza. More news coming at 7.
Well, some netball up front. The Spa Proteas upset England 61-59 at the Vitality Nations Cup in Nottingham last night. South Africa now the only unbeaten side in the tournament following an impressive 75-40 win over Uganda on Saturday. And that was in their tournament opener. So now they are top of the four-team table. The action continues on Saturday when they take on Malawi in London. England play Uganda. The final will be on Sunday the 9th, also in London. Mike Cape Town extended their lead atop the Betway SA20 log, dumping the Pretoria Capitals out of the race at Newlands yesterday as the league stage came to an end. The hosts earned a 95-run victory while the Capitals ended fifth and were thus eliminated. India's under-19s proved too good for South Africa, winning the final of the Women's Under-19 T20 World Cup in Kuala Lumpur yesterday morning. India won by 9 wickets with 52 balls remaining. Both teams reached the final without having lost a game. In the Betway Premiership, TS Galaxy back to winning ways with a 2-0 victory over Cape Town City. In Pretoria, Sundowns 6 points clear of the pack again with a 4-0 win over Golden Arrows. The Brazilians' lead had been cut to 3 points just 24 hours prior when Pirates beat Chiefs with a last gasp penalty, and it was dramatic at the F&B Stadium to once again clinch this Soweto derby. So it physically hurts me to play this, but well done, Ipaka Paka.